The Spectacles. Many years ago, it was the fashion to ridicule the idea of love at first sight. But those who think, not less than those who feel deeply, have always advocated its existence. Modern discoveries, indeed, in what may be termed ethical magnetism or magneto-aesthetics, render it probable that the most natural, and consequently the truest and most intense of the human affections, are those which arise in the heart as if by electric sympathy. In a word, that the brightest and most enduring of the psycho fetters are those which are riveted by a glance. The confession I am about to make will add another to the already almost innumerable instances of the truth of the position. My story requires that I should be somewhat minute. I am still a very young man, not yet 22 years of age. My name at present is a very usual and rather plebeian one, Simpson. I say at present, for it is only lately that I have been so called, having legislatively adopted this surname within the last year, in order to receive a large inheritance left me by a distant male relative, Adolphus Simpson, Esquire. The bequest was conditioned upon my taking the name of the testator. The family, not the Christian name. My Christian name is Napoleon Bonaparte, or more properly, these are my first and middle appellations. I assume the name Simpson with some reluctance, as in my true patronym, Froissart, I felt a very pardonable pride, believing that I could trace a descent from the immortal author of the Chronicles. While on the subject of names, by the by, I may mention a singular coincidence of sound attending the names of some of my immediate predecessors. My father was a Monsieur Froissart of Paris. His wife, my mother, whom he married at 15, was a Mademoiselle Croissart, eldest daughter of Croissart the banker, whose wife, again being only 16 when married, was the eldest daughter of one Victor Voissart. Monsieur Voissart, very singularly, had married a lady of similar name, a Mademoiselle Moissart. She, too, was quite a child when married, and her mother also, Madame Moissart, was only 14 when led to the altar. These early marriages are usual in France. Here, however, are Moissart, Voissart, Croissart, and Froissart, all in the direct line of descent. My own name, though, I say, became Simpson by act of legislature, and with so much repugnance on my part that at one period I actually hesitated about accepting the legacy with the useless and annoying proviso attached. As to personal endowments, I am by no means deficient. On the contrary, I believe that I am well made and possess what 9/10 of the world would call a handsome face. In height, I am 5'11". My hair is black and curling. My nose is sufficiently good. My eyes are large and gray. And although, in fact, they are weak to a very inconvenient degree, still no defect in this regard would be suspected from their appearance. The weakness itself, however, has always much annoyed me, and I have resorted to every remedy, short of wearing glasses. Being youthful and good-looking, I naturally dislike these, and have absolutely refused to employ them. I know nothing, indeed, which so disfigures the countenance of a young person, or so impresses every feature with an air of demureness, if not altogether of sanctimoniousness and of age. An eyeglass, on the other hand, has a savor of downright foppery and affectation. I have hitherto managed as well as I could without either. But something too much of these merely personal details, which, after all, are of little importance. I will content myself with saying, in addition, that my temperament is sanguine, rash, ardent, enthusiastic, and that all my life I have been a devoted admirer of the women. One night last winter, I entered a box at the theater in company with a friend, Mr. Talbot. It was an opera night, and the bills presented a very rare attraction, so that the house was excessively crowded. We were in time, however, to obtain the front seats, which had been reserved for us, and into which, with some little difficulty, we elbowed our way. For 2 hours, my companion, who was a musical fanatico, gave his undivided attention to the stage, and in the meantime I amused myself by observing the audience, which consisted, in chief part, of the very elite of the city. Having satisfied myself upon this point, I was about turning my eyes to the prima donna when they were arrested and riveted by a figure in one of the private boxes which had escaped my observation.